This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors recommended life in prison for the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz, Thursday, after the final vote for the death penalty was not unanimous. The final sentencing by the judge will take place November 1st. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is displeased how long the judicial system took to bring the murderer to justice and how one juror stopped the execution that was earned.
I just don't think anything else is appropriate except the capital sentence in this case. And so I was very disappointed to see that. I'm also disappointed that we're 4.5 years after these killings and we're just now getting this. You know, they used to do this. He would have been executed in 6 months.
5 people were killed by a shooter who opened fire along a walking trail in North Carolina's capital city of Raleigh on Thursday and eluded officers for hours before he was cornered in a home and arrested. An off-duty police officer was among those killed by the suspect. Police described him as a juvenile male. Democrat Governor Roy Cooper.
These law enforcement officers ran to the crisis when they knew that there was an active shooter who was ready to kill people.
Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont was hospitalized Thursday after he felt unwell at his McLean, Virginia home in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. As a precaution, 82-year-old Leahy remained in the hospital overnight for observations. Saudi Arabia is pushing back against accusations that OPEC Plus's decision to cut oil production earlier this month was politically motivated against the United States. The kingdom's foreign ministry said in a statement Thursday that the OPEC Plus decision, announced on October 5th, was purely economic and taken unanimously by all member states of the oil conglomerate. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stanford University in California apologized for limiting the admission of Jewish students in the 1950s after a task force commissioned by the school found records that show university officials excluded Jewish students for years and later the school denied it occurred. The task force was formed in January and issued a report last month confirming Stanford had admission quotas for Jewish students. Homes were flooded in Melbourne, Australia, and other cities in the southeast on Friday, with rivers forecast to remain dangerously high for a few days. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews said about 500 homes in Victoria were flooded, and another 500 had been isolated by floodwater. The man seen on video intentionally running down parade performers in Wisconsin last Christmas continues to make a mockery of justice as he's representing himself under multiple charges that could put him away for life.
Prosecutors argue Daryl Brooks drove his SUV through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last November, killing 6 people and injuring dozens more. As the trial continues in Waukesha, the tension between Brooks and Judge Jennifer Durow continues to rise.
I'm going to keep going. I just think the jury deserves to
hear. Mr. Brooks, I'm instructing you
to stop making those statements.
Brooks faces 76 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Each of those counts carries a mandatory life sentence.
That is Tim Berg reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of 3 ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop me. What's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Eric Karen is going to be joining us in just a moment. Of course, he is the author of the book, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. And we're going to be talking about the CIA's involvement with the Biden crime family. I know it just seems that the things that we're dealing with today, like we were saying earlier, seem to be conspiratorial in nature. But it's interesting. What happens when that which is said to be a conspiracy actually turns out to be true? And so much of what we've been dealing with, particularly in the last decade or so, that started out as a conspiracy, has proven to be true, whether we're talking about issues with COVID, whether we're talking about January 6th, just on and on. The truth is has been stifled, and we've been hard-pressed to get down and really find out the whole truth and nothing but, because there's powers that are in force right now that are doing everything they can to control the narrative. Eric, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, what an honor to be back on with you, my friend.
Well, the honor is ours. You know, we just so respect your dedication for freedom, for this country. As a former special agent, 25-year decorated veteran of, the special agencies, you've been awesome and dedicated, and we need you, and we need your voice of clarity and understanding. As I said, people sometimes, they're nervous, they're hesitant to talk about things because, unfortunately, the idea of freedom of speech has been squelched and squashed at every turn and canceled, that people really don't know how to respond. And unfortunately, because of the environment like that, we're only hearing one side. It's like what life has become, Eric. It's become a January 6th committee hearing.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Bill. Yeah, sure. And what's right is wrong, and wrong is right. It's all turned upside mm-hmm. down. And for 25 years, I follow the evidence and follow the facts, and the truth shall set us all free. And so, right. Reference to the Biden crime family, let's peel back the onion for a second in that we know that the vice president, Joe Biden at the time, was using his office for personal gain. That evidence is pretty clear out there. He right. used his position. He used his official title. He used government property to enrich himself and his family. And those foreign trips that he took are very well mm-hmm. orchestrated. Okay? So CIA, DOD, State Department are all involved in the pre-planning of those visits, especially the foreign visits. Now, if the CIA, if we were to believe the CIA is the most powerful or the best intelligence agency in the world, how is it that Hunter Biden can meet with the Chinese spy chief and them not knowing about it?
Right.
How is that? No. How is so? Mm-hmm. So, and on top of that, we know Tony Bobulinski just maybe by design said, just in a recent interview, he said, mm-hmm. hey, you know, the day after I came out of the closet before the election 2 years ago, the day after I went to the FBI and there were six or eight guys I met with, Bill, and mm-hmm. from the FBI and Station 2. What is Station? Station is code for CIA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so so he's very so my belief, and as you know, it's been reported the FBI arrested Hunter Biden associate and Mr. Patrick Ho.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they used a FISA warrant to prosecute him. Now, I'm fairly certain. My question is this: what did the CIA know of the Biden crime family and their activities, and when did they know it? And if they knew it, mm-hmm. why did they? If they should have done a crimes report to the DOJ. That's per regulation. And if they didn't, I wouldn't be surprised, because I investigated the CIA, Bill, under Bill Clinton for obstruction of justice when we had a criminal case. I had a criminal case that involved Hughes and Loral tech transfer to China, and they backdoored us, and they gave the targets a heads up of our criminal investigation. And DOJ failed to prosecute anybody in that case. And this is all very well documented, Bill. This is all very well documented. Mm-hmm. And CIA is operating, unfortunately, for many decades without the fear of any prosecution of their employees. I don't care if it's sex crimes. I don't care if whatever it is. And this, you know, this push and pull between criminal prosecutions and intelligence gathering, It has to be reeled in. The CIA has to be reeled in, and because they're not above the law. And right now, the CIA believes their culture is such, they believe, truly believe, Bill, because I spent months in Langley in the basement investigating the CIA, like I said, so I understand a little bit about the culture, and I do have associates who still work for the agency. They feel they are above the law. And it has to stop. And Congress has to reel them in. I'm calling for the colonoscopy for the FBI, CIA, and DOJ.
Right.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. But they, you know, Aaron, they're so arrogant. I mean, even when they're in a Senate hearing, I mean, you got Christopher Wray pretty much just saying, hey, I'm done. I'm out of here. See you later. Ciao. What? Wait a minute. No, you are hired. You work for the people. You know, get your butt down. You sit down, answer the questions. All right?
Right.
And then
and behind closed doors.
Right. But then there needs to be some remedy on all this. See, it continues.
Yep.
They straight arm the politicians. They get away with it. And then it just adds to their arrogance. It's just snowballing, getting bigger and bigger to where, you know, finally, when we deal with this, go ahead.
I'm calling. I believe that Joe Biden will be impeached. Now, there's multiple impeachable offenses as far as high crimes and misdemeanor relating to and dereliction of duty relating to the border, of course, and the thousands of people who are getting hurt and maimed and killed across this nation is unbelievable. We know millions, a few million people have come into this country illegally since January alone. And so that's one issue of impeachment. But this issue is pretty clear cut. He was sitting vice president gaining personal gain from his office and these hundreds of millions of dollars of contracts. I mean, and it's clear that I think he'll be impeached. Hopefully he'll be removed. And, you know, I guess the question is, who fills the gap?
Well, and that's what's concerning, because now you have you got a feeble-minded president, and then you have a feeble vice president. you know, just but with her actions and lack of acumen. I mean, she is the most incompetent elected official that has ever been in the vice presidential chair. That's the scary part of it. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Eric Karen after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's Global Update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry is so excited to introduce our Race to Share the Gospel. This virtual event challenges you to run, walk, or bike 13 miles between October 8th and 23rd to raise awareness of the incredible spiritual needs in Afghanistan. You'll follow a virtual route through the streets of Kabul, passing designated milestones where you can pray for those who haven't yet heard the good news of Christ. In a region of the world full of turmoil, and a country where 99% of the population is not Christian, believers in Christ can stand on the hope and promises of God, confident that He has a plan and a purpose for everything, including our race to share the gospel. To find out more about our efforts to symbolically flood the streets of Kabul with believers praying for people in Afghanistan, visit thetide.org/race. That's thetide.org/race.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Eric Karen, author of the book Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent, 25-year decorated veteran, continues with us, talking about, the Biden crime family. Was the CIA, was the FBI, the intelligence agency all involved with this? I mean, we know the intelligence agency was compromised when you had, Eric, when you have 51 of them signing a document claiming that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. I mean, look at, you got that many people. It's no wonder Donald Trump didn't trust his the security apparatus of our country.
Yeah.
And was willing to take, in a sense, was willing to take Putin's word over these 51, you know, bureaucrats that have been, that have sold their souls, that have violated their oath of office to protect our country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So, you know, I don't know how you give them any more credibility. As far as I'm concerned, they've sold themselves out. They've revealed to us who they are and what they stand for. And it's nothing that supports this great American experiment, that, as far as I can tell. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, the buzzword is weaponization, right? In these days. And it's clear that the FBI and CIA and DOJ have been weaponized over the last few years. I mean, it's very clear. Mm-hmm. And that's why Congress has to really do a deep dive on those agencies, including the Department of Homeland Insecurity, for what it's been allowing, you know, they've been telling their employees, basically, don't enforce the law. Look the other way. And these people are these illegal aliens, or should I call them asylum seekers now?
Mm-hmm.
They're maiming and killing people because our federal government, our elected officials have said not to enforce the law. And, you know, we learned that hard lesson on 9/11.
Right.
Yeah, the president's most important role, the executive branch, is to keep our butts safe, and they failed miserably. Getting back to Joe Biden, again, this is on the Department of Justice's website, the official website. An employee may not use his official position, including information learned by virtue of his position, for his personal benefit or for the benefit of others, period. So, that sounds like whom? That sounds like the vice president, and him and his companies were obtaining hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of foreign contracts from China and Ukraine and other countries. And again, don't tell me the CIA or the FBI didn't know about these foreign.
And that's impossible. Exactly. No doubt.
Exactly.
Well, and the thing is, Eric, we keep saying, and I'm sorry, just to butt in for just a moment here, because I want people, again, to keep this in the context of, keep in mind when this really happened. I mean, this happened during the Obama-Biden administration. Not only did you have the vice president going rogue, you had a secretary of state going rogue and ingratiating themselves and filling their pockets. You had John Kerry filling his pockets. And God only knows how many other people within the administration during the Obama administration. And now, suddenly, you've got a former president worth all kinds of millions of dollars. And this is somebody who was only making $400 a year. So once again, elected officials come in, they fill their pockets and say, thank you very much to we the people. And they go off their merry way. You know, of course, we know all about Nancy Pelosi, you know, the queen of quid pro quo. It seems like the whole operating, the economy of the Beltway is quid pro quo. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, absolutely. And our intelligence agencies, CIA and FBI, have looked the other way. Why? Why? Because the president appoints the head of these agencies, or he appoints the head of the U.S. attorney's offices throughout America. I mean, look what happened in Pennsylvania. The pro-life person was at an abortion clinic over a year ago, gets into an altercation, the police show up, and the police say, well, there's nothing here, we're not going to do anything about it. And a year later, the FBI picks up the ball and arrests the pro-lifer, and it has to stop. I mean, it's clear that the FBI, the DOJ, has been weaponized.
Yeah. Well, and it's all for, you know, political theater here. I mean, because we're coming into a midterm. We know that, you know, the Roe v. Wade issue is still there. They're doing, I mean, that's the only thing that they can gin up right now because they all their policies have failed so miserably. But let's go back and think about, you know, the CIA and how compromised they were. I mean, we know back in the days of Vietnam, Eric, they were heavily involved in the harvesting of cocaine and shipping it into the United States of America. They had their own, you know, their own side hustle going on. And it's amazing that here we are all these years later and that's tamped down. You know, we okay, there's nothing here to see. Let's just move on. Let's not talk about it. But, you know, when you have this so inculcated, and you know this, when it's so inculcated within a culture of a department, a company, a family, anything, it's in the bloodstream. It's in their DNA. They can't help but do this. And, of course, here we are. We get all these stories. Go ahead.
Yeah, and BuzzFeed just reported in December of last year, 21, after, you know, Freedom of Information requests and lawsuits by BuzzFeed to the CIA, they got their hands on IG reports, Inspector General reports, where they made referrals to the Department of Justice on over a dozen employees for sex crimes. I mean, I'm talking child pornography, right?
Mm-hmm.
The DOJ, 9 out of 10 of these did nothing. I mean, we're talking one employee had sexual contact with a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old, and he was fired, not prosecuted.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not making this. I'm like, you're making this up, right? No.
We're hearing more and more of this. You're exactly right. I mean, the perversion within our government, and you know, we were talking to a guest earlier, and they made reference to what's. So it's no wonder that all this sex trafficking that's happening in the United States, why it's covered and supported. It's because we have government officials up to their earlobes in all this perversion. Is it any wonder?
Yeah. And it's ongoing. And, you know, the Department of Justice, again, should be called out. Why aren't they prosecuting CIA employees for crimes that they themselves are involved in? Or, are, you know, why isn't the CIA reporting crimes that they know of? Like, executive order, just so you understand it, Bill, executive order 12333. It clearly stipulates that reports are required by the agency when they have knowledge of crime by their employees or other persons. The other persons are sources, informants, right? They're required to report crimes. They're not. You can't just say, "Well, I know you." And that's what happened to the FBI under Whitey Bulger's case. The FBI knew that Whitey Bulger was involved in murder, and some of these officials did nothing about it. That's got to stop. That's got to stop.
Exactly.
The DOJ has to do their job and prosecute people for committing crimes. I don't care who it is.
Right. Well, when J. Edgar Hoover left the Bureau, he left behind the files and I guess the software and the model for how to open files and hold files on people from all these different crimes they were doing. So it was, you know, don't ask, don't tell. And then, look, when you think you have something on me, let me pull out the file that I have on you, right?
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
That's what seems to be the case, that those... Yeah, exactly. Without a doubt. He's author of the book Switched On. I'm telling you, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. You read this, and I'll tell you, this will wake you up, seriously, and maybe even quite rudely, because it needs to. Eric Caron has been our guest. Eric, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4
your lexicon or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors recommended life in prison for the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz, Thursday after the final vote for the death penalty was denied by one juror. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis weighs in.
I just don't think anything else is appropriate except a capital sentence in this case.
Five people were killed by a shooter who opened fire along a walking trail in North Carolina's capital of Raleigh on Thursday and eluded officers for hours before he was cornered in a home and arrested. An off-duty police officer was among those killed by the suspect, who police only described as a juvenile male. Democrat Governor Roy Cooper.
These law enforcement officers ran to the crisis when they knew that there was an active shooter who was ready to kill people.
USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking with Erin Seitz. She is a chief economist for Nest Seekers International, and particularly addressing Hurricane Ian and the devastation that took place, especially in Florida some 2 weeks ago. Erin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you say the real estate developers are one of the reasons for the increased devastation in Florida due to infrastructure.
You know, I think that's taken slightly out of context, but what happened, unfortunately, on the West Coast and the extreme destruction that we see there, a lot of it was older homes that were built before the new 2000 building code change. And that's what we see continuously, you know, no matter what coast you're talking about, the East or West Coast or down in Miami. And that's why we've been so fervent in making new updates, particularly after Surfside as well. We have all the condo buildings undergoing structural and facade renovations and really getting up to those year 2000 codes so that in case this happens again, we'll be better prepared and equipped to handle it. But again, that only really covers the condos, individual homeowners, freestanding homes. We don't have a code for that. So particularly mobile homes and those that were wood framed and not the CBS construction that we use today, those mm-hmm. that do not have hurricane impact glass, that are not lifted above floodplain, you know, those are the ones that we continue to see devastated every time we get a storm.
Erin, it's shocking, especially when you speak of mobile homes, why they would even be allowed to be in these areas, these targeted areas. I mean, they're very vulnerable. And that is one thing. And I'm here on the East Coast, and obviously we talked a lot about Hurricane Ian.
And people are going, well, why are people allowed to be there? I mean, they're just in harm's way.
Yeah, well, as a Floridian, you know as well as I do that, you know, we take our freedom very seriously. So
yes.
Even though it might not be the most ideal situation, people are allowed to do whatever they want with their own property.
Right, exactly. No, I get that. And maybe sometimes you just hope and pray that common sense enters into the equation here because of, you know, this devastation that took place. And as you say, the state has already realized this in terms of what they did in 2000 to say, look, we have got to become more hurricane-centric, so to speak, and better prepared. Because originally, when you looked at the development of Florida, this was this, you know, kind of dredge and fill philosophy and construction that they employed, which is, you know, coming back and haunting them, is it not?
I mean, you know, Floridians understand that we are in hurricane zones and that we will all likely face some type of significant storm in our lifetime. And that's why it is super important to not just be conscientious as a developer, but also as, you know, a buyer. And when you're researching homes, making sure that you do dig deeply into, you know, how exactly that condo or that freestanding home or, you know, even that mobile home was built, where it lies. We have a ton of insurance issues going on right now because, you know, our system has been so strained. So we unfortunately have headwinds in that regard, but, you know, as I mentioned before, Floridians, we know what we're getting into in these situations, and we tend to be extraordinarily resilient.
Yeah, that is for certain. But as you say, you know, Floridians, especially those that have been greatly affected by Hurricane Ian, are finding out that the rising insurance premiums, construction costs, interest rates. I mean, you talk about the perfect storm. Here's another perfect storm, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, the construction cost factoring in to rebuild is going to be another challenge, because we already have contractors that are strained, and you basically had an extreme competition to even get a contractor, because we've had so many people move into Florida over the last 2 years that many are backlogged. And what's going to happen is the emergency response and, you know, cleaning up debris and remediating flood-prone homes and that type of thing is going to take precedence over the new builds that those contractors were already started on. And, you know, coupled with the supply chain issues, many of those new builds already were delayed. So
exactly.
I think we have a lot of headwinds in that regard, too. And, you know, the price to build was $300-$350 a square foot a year or so ago, and now it's up to close to $500 a square foot. And that's not luxury pricing. That's just, you know, basic home building. And it's very expensive to build with CVS and with Impact Glass, all standard. And it's going to become very, very difficult for people to financially handle that build if they don't have insurance in particular, because a lot of people have been priced out of the insurance market, or maybe they own their home in cash and they didn't take on insurance because the home was older. So you have a lot of different situations kind of playing together here.
Boy, just pain upon pain. She's a chief economist with Nest Seekers International. Erin Sykes is our guest. And just talking about the reality and the impact of Hurricane Ian on, you know, your neighbors and what they're dealing with here in this state. As she says, there's lots of headwinds that they're faced with that is going to be a big challenge in them even deciding to rebuild, huh, Erin?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I have not spoken to a single person who does not plan to rebuild yet. So we have that going for us in terms of that same factor of resilience. But I think that patience is going to really come into play, and we're going to have to bring in contractors from other areas. I think there's a great opportunity for builders to come in a temporary function and really help with what's going on here in Florida and all of the needs. On the East Coast where I am, we're starting to see seasonal rental requests or yearly rental requests from those whose homes were destroyed on the West Coast. So it's, you know, within shooting distance in terms of being able to manage the remediation or new building of a home that was destroyed, you know, to be across the state. And it's starting to also drive up prices for those rentals, for those seasonal rentals in particular, in the greater Palm Beach area.
Erin, any projection as to, you know, where, when we will, you know, be able to see the other side of this nightmare?
Well, unfortunately,
I mean, are we talking years? Are we talking years here, or?
The West Coast is going to take a couple years to be fully rebuilt, and you know, it's the same thing that we've been discussing over the last couple years of COVID. And I know the term "new normal" is a bit cringeworthy at this point, but there's a lot of lessons, you know, in terms of what we saw was destroyed, and the bridges, the causeways, the mobile home parks, that type of thing. So hopefully we take those lessons to heart and rebuild in a different capacity going forward.
Mm-hmm. About a minute left here, Erin. What's your advice right now?
Well, you know, depending on what your situation is, if you're a homeowner on the West Coast or if you are a potential buyer, I think that there is opportunity for buyers to come in right now and negotiate. There's still all the demand that we have continued to see with mortgage rates increasing. We have seen some people start to pull back on their interest and just wait to see what comes with the midterm elections and if that's going to affect rates. But I think that the interest is still there. So I always recommend that people, you know, follow that old credence that be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. So if there's a lot of fear in the marketplace, that breeds opportunity to come in and make a deal.
Yeah, without a doubt. Erin Sykes, Chief Economist for Nest Seekers International. Erin, thank you for the advice. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family going to join us here in just a few moments. Danny, are you there?
I am. Hey, good to be with you.
Hey, just like, man, I'll tell you, you're almost like the Holy Ghost. You just pop up just all of a sudden, and it makes me feel good. Hey, I love that about you. You know, first of all, high five. Focus on the Family, everybody, for Bring Your Bible to School Day. Over 700,000 registrants at Focus on the Family. I'd hoped that we'd hit a million, definitely well over that, outside of all the other agencies and those that were promoting Bring Your Bible to School Day. Kudos, congratulations that, you know, for the families and the kids especially, that demonstrated the kind of courage that's needed for a time like this, Danny.
Oh, absolutely. It's exciting to see the growth in that campaign, that initiative that we want to continue year over year and continue to see grow into well above a million that participate mm-hmm. and get the chance to articulate their faith, show other people the difference that having a faith in Christ makes in a person's life and a person's outlook, and being able to show their trust in God's word. And what we're excited about is many of those people are going into our monthly Live Your Faith challenges, where they get to challenge their faith together, either as a community of students or as a family, and continue to grow. And our team is coming up with as many creative ways to encourage families and individuals to live out their faith in Christ throughout the entire year. Mm-hmm. And then culminating with us again doing Bring Your Bible to School Day. And, Bill, we were able to give away close to 4,000 Bibles, study Bibles to students that wanted to either give a Bible away or needed a Bible. And we're excited to continue to do that next year.
Well, I'll tell you, you talk about investing in people in such a dramatic way. When you talk about issues that deal with eternity, this is what the Word of God does. You know, as we're reminded in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is God-breathed. It's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that we would go on to maturity. That this is a process, and you're using God's Word
You know, Jesus himself said, hey, look, I don't worry about food, but I worry about every word that comes from the mouth of God. That is my sustenance. That we would have more of that mindset, especially at a time when our culture is looking for answers. And again, we point people to the answer. Okay, and you know, for some people they might mock and say, oh, well, you know, that's that Jesus thing and all that. Well, what do you have to offer that's any better? From the history of man through this modern era that we live in right now, what other force on the planet exceeds that of Christ crucified and the salvation message? What, you know, what do you have to offer?
Well, Bill, it hit me not too long ago, the amount of thirst that our world is in, not only from droughts, mega droughts happening, to just a culture that is thirsty for something, right? It's thirsty for entertainment, thirsty for peacefulness, thirsty. It's just an all-out thirst. And as you know, when you're on a backpacking trip, there's only one thing that can quench the thirst, and that's the pure water that you put into your body. And so what does that mean within culture? And that's God's word. I love Colossians 3, where it says to put on the new self. And then it goes into let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And that's
richly,
what I'm hopeful
right.
for in families and individuals as parents are pouring into their kids and equipping them. How can the word of Christ dwell in them richly? And I love the quote that my daughter gave me recently. It said, Lord, let them see you in me.
Love them. Yeah, right. Yeah, fine. Wow. Message right there.
Yeah, Bill, one of the things that's exciting is within our family, we talk about being noticers of what God is doing all around us, noticers of his masterpiece of creation, noticers of people being loving, noticing if a person's alone, if a person seems lonely, because there's a lot of loneliness right now out there.
Yeah,
or if a
right,
person's
exactly.
hurting, how do we notice that? And begin to take steps towards that person.
Yeah, we call that situational awareness. And this is, something that we need to grasp. And you're exactly right. And I love your message and what you're sharing here is in being a noticer, especially if those lost lambs, people that are lost, that, they're thirsting. The thing that keeps orbiting into my realm, Danny, is that people are thirsting for the truth. I mean, the real truth. God's truth. That's where it comes from. And this idea, truth is relative. See, the reason people are, they're unsatisfied and, they're obese in a spiritual context is because they're dieting and eating all the wrong things. They're not eating from the truth of God, and they're frustrated, and this is all being manifest right now. We've got teen suicide on the increase. I mean, all kinds of debased behavior that is in the context of the history of man, because there's nothing new under the sun, but this is why we need Jesus, is because we can't control it of ourselves. But if we don't come to the cross, then you're out there and you're going to get pulverized and you're going to be a statistic. And guess what? God didn't create you to be a statistic, based on temporal terms. Eternal terms, yes. Not on temporal terms.
Mm. Yes. And spiritually, man, what a great place to start and it be in our home, right? Our home, the culture of our home.
Yes.
What are we doing in our own home? And are we being life-giving to one another in our own home? And how does that translate outside of that to community, like you're saying, that is thirsty? And right now, we're seeing a breakdown in many different areas within families. And when that starts to happen, you start seeing societies and nations not do well. And so we need to really pay attention to what's happening within our home, within our the marriage. Are we noticers of one another? Do we build each other up? How do we teach that to our kids, model that as they go into a school
exactly.
Where they're surrounded with students that are super thirsty for, like you said, truth and many other things. Sexuality is in a real, it's gone sideways, right? And from God's design.
Well, because we bought into the lie, Danny. We're living the lie of this temporal society that says sex, have it your way. You know, we're not ordering hamburgers here. Okay, come on, let's get real. We're talking, like you say, you want to notice things? Notice that the person next to you is made in the image of God. You are on hallowed ground next to this person. As another expert said, in the context of God's description of our humanity and our fellow human being, I've never met a mere mortal. I mean, think about that. That's how significant everybody that you come in contact is. And that's when you start noticing things like that. Well, get ready. Your world, your orbit, your family is going to change dramatically in the name of Jesus.
Yes, absolutely. I remember my son was going to his first day of middle school. I said, hey, son, you know how we're noticers in our home, noticers where we serve one another, do all that. I want you to take that into your school. There's going to be a kid that's going to be alone at your lunchroom. There's no question about it. I want you to be courageous and go over there, sit with them, and then be loyal to that person that you've chosen to pour into and be a noticer of. And so he did that, and he knew this young man from elementary school. And his friends went with him. They sat with this boy, consistently did that. And I remember that day when I picked him up from school. He said, Dad, I was a noticer. I found so-and-so, sat with him. And then years later, his mom said, hey, thank you so much. Your son has made a huge difference in my son's life. And then senior year, that young man wrote a note to my son and said, thank you so much. I appreciate your friendship. It meant so much to me in my life. And it truly did. I loved seeing this young man at school and the way that he his confidence grew over time. I had known him as an elementary school kid. And just those little investments, those little decisions can make a big difference in another person's life. Just teach our kids to do that well.
Could you imagine what could have happened to this student without that?
Mm.
I mean, he could have been victimized. As you said, you know, the thing is, it happens especially people who seem to be on the outside. You know, the sheep that are just, you know, they're not in the inner company of the other sheep. They're just on the outside. They're vulnerable. And as you point out in, you know, recently, you've written that 20% of students, I was surprised at this number, Danny, frankly, 20% of the students aged 12 to 18 report being bullied in school.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, it's devastating on all levels. I mean, the kids are devastated, like that one parent who said, oh, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging my son. You blessed me for doing that. And parents who have to endure their own students being bullied. I mean, Danny, this carves deep. This is very painful and personal.
Yeah. Yes, and you know, there's a lot of hope for parents out there. If you're going through this, though, with your kids, it's a serious deal. There are many types of ways that kids are bullied in school. Make sure you're opening conversation with your kids, listening to them. We have a counseling line here at Focus on the Family, 1-800, the letter A and the word family, 1-800, the letter A and the word family. And if you want to read something on this topic, go to focusonparenting.com, focusonparenting.com.
Exactly.
We want to come alongside of you as you go through this.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's commit to being a noticer today, huh? And see what kind of difference, and be wonderfully surprised at what you notice and how simple noticing, you know, can have an effect on somebody else. What a blessing it would be for him. Danny Huerta, Focus Parenting Expert Counselor. Thank you, Danny. Take care. God bless.
If you have a power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime.